Welcome, everybody. Episode 16 of the Round 14 podcast. We keep creeping up in the numbers here. I love it.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Tony. Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, you too. You too. We see each other every week, but it's, you know, a lot happens in those 7 days.
A lot happens. You can cram a lot in. How was your weekend?
It was good. Not bad.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, good.
A little relaxing, so that was good.
Good.
How about you?
Yeah, it was good. Took in a charity wrestling event over the weekend.
Yeah.
And, got to help out. So that was fun. Always good when you can help out a charity and watch somebody get hit in the face with a chair all at the same time. So it's a perfect Saturday night.
Combo, right? There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, I think we have a lot going on this episode. We have a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. And, it all revolves around a very famous and popular decade of culture. Mm-hmm. And, we'll start off our Rocky segment or Rocky discussion, I should say, where, Rocky III came out in 1982.
Yeah.
And Rocky IV came out in 1985.
Yeah. A couple of big years, definitely for those franchises. And
yeah, I mean, they were huge for the time they came out. They were huge movies, massive movies.
Yeah.
Stallone was at his pinnacle of his height of fame. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think he even reached the height yet at that level, but he was everywhere he looked. But so I guess, you know, mentioning 82 and 85, I'm sure that you guys can guess where we're going with this week's episode of discussion.
Yeah.
World famous 80s. They're already 40 years ago. Rocky III was 40 years ago.
You're getting old, Tony. You're getting
old.
Right?
Yeah.
We. Older. I should have said, we're getting older, not old, just older.
Say getting? You know,
yeah.
I don't know about that. But yeah, man, Rocky III was 40 years ago. So the 80s just keep chugging along. They're not, I think about it sometimes where right now, 1982, people listen to music, they're watching movies, whatever, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
1982, how much 1942 music were you listening to? And 1942, movies were you watching? Not too many.
No, not
so
a lot.
So it's amazing how this decade has transcended and really, really just hit pop culture for what it's worth. It goes to show you how fun the decade is.
Yeah, I said this to a few people before, and I challenge anybody to come up with a better decade, of movies, because I think hands down, 1980 to 1989 had the best movies. Sure, there's movies that are, you know, come out in 70 this or 90 that, or even in the, you know, 2000s and still, they're still bringing out movies.
Yeah, but each decade always has its highlights. But yeah, those 10 really could, the 10 years could really form and still be around. I mean, the 80s also gave us our Rambos.
Yeah, that's three right. Of them. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
First Blood was 82 and First Blood Part 2. And then Rambo 3.
Yeah, because that First Blood Part 2 came out in 85, and then Rambo 3 came out in 88. So, you know, seemed like Sly and Arnie, and we've touched on this before, they were putting a movie out every year. Some of them were sometimes two in 1 year.
Well, I mean, we just mentioned five movies that Sly had in that decade that any person would love to have one of them. Any good quality actor would say, I'll take one.
Sure.
He had all five of those films. I mean, so that it really, and then of course the Rambo series really went 80s style on us with the massive explosions and the Rambo hair looked like you didn't know if he was in the group Bon Jovi or he was, you know, shooting a rifle. It was 80s. It was 80s to its core, man.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. And, so this week we're going to actually talk about now this week we always say the top 10 list is just, we threw these 10 together.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, you know, some may be better, some may be worse.
Right.
This one here are facts, guys. This is the top 10 grossing movies each year from 80 to 89.
Sure. Yep.
So 80, 81, 80, so forth. Each year, the top grossing movie for that year. Now, these are not our opinion. These are facts. These are the money that they made.
But not only that, though, they are – unbelievable movies, right? So
when they hear the titles on this, nobody's going to go, I never heard that one.
Yeah. It may not be your favorite one of that year, but like Tony said, it's it's the biggest one for that year. And I think we've all seen them. I'm pretty sure we have anyway. So
I would think. And again, we've given this disclosure how many episodes, you know, it's been 40, 50 years, 30 years since they've been released. So if you plan on seeing some of these, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that because I mean, I remember there were some 70s movies in the late 80s or early 90s that I didn't see, like The French Connection or something like that. Yeah. They were classic films that I didn't see, and they were 10, 15, 20 years old. And so if somebody was talking about that, they were, how can you not see it yet? So if you do plan on seeing these and you haven't seen them, obviously shut the show off and watch that first.
There's movies that I haven't seen too, but somebody will talk about it and I'm thinking, you know what, I've heard about it and it's been discussed and I got to go see it. So it makes me kind of think, well, I better go see that. So
especially when it stands the test of time. I mean, if you're still talking about it 10, 20, 30, 40 years later, and you're still talking about a film or you're referencing a film or somebody will say a line from a film.
And if it's on this show, it must be good, right? It's got to be good if it makes our list. So.
Of course. Used to be Siskel and Ebert. Now it's Tony and Tim.
That's right.
we'll start off at the beginning of the 80 decade. And 1980 was The Empire Strikes Back. And I know for all of you folks out there, you Star Wars fans, I know it's called Star Wars 4 and 3 and all that other stuff to you guys.
Yeah,
it was The Empire Strikes Back in 1980. That's what it was called. That's what it was. It was the second film of the saga at the time. I know now they've done a lot of mix and matching and prequels.
It's funny when after my kids are born, I explained to them Star Wars. And I explained that we would start by watching episode 4 in the series. And they're like, why don't we start with 1? I said, that's not how you do it. So you go 4, 5. Six.
It's really confusing. I mean, you should, I guess, watch them in order, right? That would make sense to watch
the story with that is Lucas thought that episode 4, Star Wars, A New Hope, would be the best one to bring out when he brought it out in the 70s.
Right.
So Empire Strikes Back came out in 1980, and this was, for the longest time, we just had the three Star Wars movies. This was the darkest of the trilogy, right? So
And that's the way writing goes. I mean, that's what he explained too. You have the opening, and then you have the darkest of the characters, and then you have the third act, so to speak.
Right.
Empire Strikes Back, that was a huge film, the biggest film of 1980.
Right.
And of course, I'm sure many of you Star Wars fans know it and saw it and love it, and it gave us the world famous Darth Vader scene that everybody knows and loves, about telling Luke how he's related to him. So.
Yes. Yeah. And it was, the best story I heard about that. Mark Hamill said that he got called into George Lucas' office, him and the director and Mark Hamill. That's it. Three of them. He gave him the script, which was different than everybody else's script.
Right. Right.
And he said, you know, and we know. And no one else. So if anybody else knows, we're going to know that you told them.
So we know you told them. Secret.
He had to keep that secret for months and months. They filmed it.
Oh, wow.
The movie came out. They did the screening. And so they sat in the theater. When that line happened, when that scene happened, Harrison Ford turned to Mark Hamill and said, kid, you never fucking told me that. He didn't even tell Harrison Ford.
Yeah, well, he said anything. And look how young he was.
I couldn't. I couldn't. So,
but could you imagine?
That was a great moment.
Imagine trying to do that now with social media, that would, would work. Well, you know, they've kept secrets for the Marvel movies and stuff, who knows?
So, anyways.
Let's move on now. 1981. 1981, mentioning Harrison Ford like you just did. Nice segue into this one. The biggest film of 1981 was Raiders of the Lost Ark. Again, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, their little ode to the 1930s adventure whip-cracking serial. And it was just a massive hit. Everybody went to see it. Everybody loved it. Still a fun movie to watch. It's entertaining. It's like the old-style good guy, bad guys and stuff. And Harrison played a great role in it. I mean, Harrison Ford, he is another one, like, Sylvester Stallone that had a massive decade. We've only mentioned two movies, and he's been the star in two of them.
Yeah.
So,
and the list ain't over. So.
Oh God, but, no.
No, it's a great movie, and probably one of the, I don't know, most one of the more exciting entrants or intros to a movie, I guess. In the first,
yeah,
few minutes.
It jumped right in. It jumped right in. Definitely jumped right in. It did not give waste any time. It got your attention. Got you moving. So
some movies, I like some movies, you sit there and you're thinking, geez, you know, let's get going here. Raiders Lost Ark took about 2 minutes to get your blood boiling, and you're in for a wild ride. So
yep, good film. 1982, third one on the list. Mm-hmm. Another Steven Spielberg film. About the little guy that liked Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
And it was E.T. And that was another one. Massive, massive hit. Obviously, you watch it now. It's very dated as far as the animatronics go and whatnot. But you know what? It's just like Jaws. It's a great story.
Yeah.
Even though the shark looks fake as anything now, it's still a great story. It's a great film. Filmed perfectly. A wonderful script. Drew Barrymore was, what, 8 years old in that film?
Yeah.
Something like that. A little girl. Fun movie. Fun fantasy movie. Good time. Good time. I like
it. Yeah, absolutely. It was a great movie. Still holds up, I think. Just a good movie.
Yeah. Well, hey, the ride is still at Universal Studios Orlando, so it must be holding something, right?
Yeah. Do you actually get to go on the rides? Do you get to go? Is part of the ride, do you get to go on the bicycle?
Yeah, that's what you do. You sit on the bike.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You sit on the bike, and then you have to put your name on the piece of paper before you sit down. And E.T. says goodbye to you by your
name.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Little E.T. voice.
Worth the price of admission right there.
Fun stuff. So 1983 is the return of the Jedi, the return of Harrison Ford, the return of Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff right there. Good stuff.
Yeah, that was a massive, massive hit, and rightly so, number one for 1983. Jumping ahead a little bit. But so my Return of the Jedi story, I think I've told you this before. We went to see it. I'll never forget. It was Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. They didn't have the three or four viewings like they do now, and you know, you could see it in three or four theaters. It was in one theater or one show, and then it would, you know, it would play the next show. So we got in, we got there. The lineup was all the way down the street, all the way around the corner.
I know. And now you could buy tickets and guarantee
that's right. There was no advanced seating. So we thought we're not going to make it in. So we go up to the front of the line. I'm 10 years old. Okay. We're 10 years old walking around downtown. You know, our parents really didn't know what we were doing, but, the line starts moving and somebody just says, "Hey, come on, let's get going." "Oh, yes, sir." And right in we go. So somebody didn't get to see that movie that day, I apologize for stealing your seat, but, I was going to see Return of the Jedi.
Right. Yeah. No, it was fun. And those are fun movies to see in the theater too.
Yeah.
You got all the,
The
lasers, the lightsabers, the spaceships and fun times. So 1984, to date myself, the year I graduated high school. We were introduced to little slimy Ghostbusters, and that was it's so funny because they're all such massive hits. But I mean, some of them were just this. Yeah. I mean, this one here, Ghostbusters was everywhere. It was on video, MTV videos. Mm-hmm. The song was on 24/7. The little ghost guy was sold everywhere. It was just it was a massive hit, huge hit. Great film, fun film, lots of adventure. You got Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Harold Ramis. So you can't.
Sigourney Weaver was in that. And
Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just another great cast. And, it's another movie that holds up. You can watch it. Yeah. Everything is a little bit outdated with the, you know, but it's still just a fun movie. You put it on with the family and, I mean, who doesn't like to watch Ghostbusters, right? As soon as you hear the music, you just get kind of pumped up and,
it's
fun. It's just a fun ride. Speaking of fun rides, we're at 1985.
Now this is a definite ride. This is a ride back to the future.
Right.
1985. And, this was, every guy was wearing the high top Nikes and the, mm-hmm. the orange ski vest that looked like a life preserver. And it was such a fun film. Again, Mr. Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
Fun film, great film, spawned two other sequels. Mm-hmm. And that stands the test of time. There was still, they have Back to the Future conventions.
Mm-hmm.
They have DeLorean contests. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just, it's huge. I know that us being rockheads, part of the Rocky Nation, we know how many millions of fans there are. And it's funny because you see these other fans to other film series mm-hmm. and not like Star Wars or Star Trek because everybody knows they have a mm-hmm. massive fan base.
Yep.
But they had a, on Netflix, they had a little documentary.
Yeah, I've seen it. It was really good. Really good.
It was. It was very good. So it's pretty
cool
to see.
Back in Time, I think it's called. I think it's called Back in Time.
I think you're right. I think that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, it looked like it was just so much fun and they had some of the people there. I mean, obviously Michael J. Fox having his health issues. He wasn't mm-hmm. there, but, the mayor was there and Biff was there and it looked like it was a lot of fun, but I couldn't believe how many people showed up. And the detail,
that's right. And not only that, how many people showed up in a DeLorean all decked out, right?
Yeah. These guys, I mean, our collections, Rocky collection, these guys have identical DeLoreans. They have the pickup truck that mm-hmm. Marty wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the,
the car crazy. That Biff had. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. The car that Biff had. So fun time, fun movie. 1985, dead center of the decade. Mm-hmm. 1986, we've talked about this movie before. And you can't get any bigger than this movie, and you can't get any bigger than this sequel.
I still like talking about it. So,
1986 is Top Gun,
mm-hmm.
up there with the best of the best. What needs to be said about this movie? It's just one of the ageless movies that you love. You quote mm-hmm. it. You know, everybody knows the Need for Speed.
Yeah,
everybody knows the film. Look and the jets and the bomber jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. Great movie.
No, it was definitely in the soundtrack too, right?
A lot of these you go back to Ghostbusters soundtrack was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun was huge. Yep. But it goes to show you on how it can stand the test of time because Top Gun Maverick.
Sure.
Massive.
Yeah.
It means billions. It's mm-hmm. insane how much money this movie's making.
Yeah.
And the story is being told. You know, it's not, I'm not going to say it's, they definitely didn't copy Top Gun.
No.
But it's a similar type of film.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to show you on how that type of film is timeless. It's great.
Now for 87.
Tom Cruise. Sorry? Sure,
I'm just saying for 87, it's funny because this list is adventure and sci-fi and, and action and, some people might be surprised on what the top movie for 1987 was.
Yeah. Actually, the next two, 87 and 88.
Yeah.
The rest of them are, like you said, action and sci-fi and fantasy.
But
1987, you know what? I think this is the one that the least would get guessed. Mm-hmm. If we asked 100 people what 1987 was, I don't think it would get guessed. And I saw this movie, a very big fan of one of the leads, which I'll tell mm-hmm. in a second. Mm-hmm. I saw this movie several times and I wouldn't have guessed it was the number one movie in 1987. And that's Three Men and a Baby
mm-hmm.
with Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and Ted Danson.
Yeah.
I'm a big Tom Selleck fan. I love Magnum in the 80s.
Yeah.
So I saw this film a few times. They made a sequel.
Yeah.
Three Men and a Girl, I think it was.
Three Men and a Little Lady. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't cute, wasn't as big.
It was good. It was good. This one here,
I mean, come on, it's stereotypical. It's so you got the three bachelors in their bachelor pad in New York City, and they're all doing their thing, and they come to the door, and there's a baby.
Yeah, and they have no idea, right? No idea.
No. And the scene that always sticks in my head when I see that movie, or hear of the movie, I should say, mm-hmm. is the scene where Tom Selleck's trying to put the baby to sleep.
Sure, and he's reading to
Sports
him.
Illustrated.
Steve Guttenberg comes in and he's like, "What are you doing?"
He doesn't understand that. But he was also talking about somebody punching, the boxer hit him.
Yeah,
with a right hook right in his face and broke his nose. It was all how he's reading it, and then them changing the baby's diaper, of course.
Oh yeah,
funny movie. They could do comedy pretty good. They had a good film there.
Yeah,
well, but yeah, you're right.
Had Steve Guttenberg had the Police Academy movies and Ten Dancing had come off of the Cheers series, so they had the right mix, right? These three guys.
Yeah, and 87 was at the tail end of Magnum being, you know, he was Magnum started in 82 and it went to 89. So yeah, you got three guys that are just, you know, Chet Danson was at his Cheers heyday.
Right.
And like you said, Guttenberg had the Police Academy and wasn't he in Cocoon too? Guttenberg?
You know what? I believe he was, yeah.
I think he was in Cocoon but he was not a unknown.
And you know, I'm just going to throw this in because I love it so much. Short Circuit. He was in Short Circuit too.
Oh yeah.
If anybody hasn't seen Short Circuit, go check that out. It's another fun movie. Not a big hit. But kind of a cult classic, right?
It was a decent size for when it came out.
Ali Sheedy and Steve Guttenberg. So Johnny Five. Gotta love Johnny Five and that. So
I remember hearing the song more than I remember the movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Song was played nonstop.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're up to 1988 now. So 1988 is another movie, like Tim said, that is not action sci-fi fantasy movie. Those that know the decade of 88, I mean, the year of 88 probably would guess this one, but, Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman. And Rain Man.
Yeah.
One of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Hands down. It's funny. It's touching. It's a great film. Two great actors. Well-deserved nominations and winnings on awards. A second film for Tom Cruise in the top 10 of the decade, I should say. It was, if you haven't seen that movie, definitely go see it.
It's an unbelievable movie. It's been a few years since I've seen it, but I've seen it a few times, and it's really just a great movie. Just a great movie.
It is.
And the performances by both of them.
Oh, God. It was so good. So well done. And Dustin Hoffman, you know, he's a method actor, so he, of course, studied and went to places where people, you know, had were savants and was watching their body behavior and their tics and the way they talked and the way they looked. And Tom Cruise, you know, playing the cocky, arrogant, money grabbing guy he was. And it was just so well done. So perfect. And a little side note, piece of trivia that is not on my questions. So don't get worried. Okay. Barry Levinson, who directed it, he was, the doctor at the end of the film that was interviewing them. Yeah, he was the doctor there, but, great film, best picture, well earned. And to wrap up our decade of amazing movies, 1989, I'm sure everybody would guess this film. Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Batman.
Yeah, unbelievable, right? So
you want to talk about being everywhere.
Yeah, it was huge, right? So
toys, McDonald's, radio play, posters, Halloween. It was everywhere.
How much do you think the Halloween stores loved this when that movie came out, right? Because probably every kid, boy or girl, wanted to be Batman.
Well, you look at these
Batman,
films,
Batgirl, the Joker.
Yeah, you look at these films and the people that make these costumes, you know, Empire Strikes Back and Star Wars, they're loving that. Ghostbusters. I don't really say Back to the Future too much. Top Gun. Definitely get back with the costume. And then, of course, Batman.
Yeah.
But yeah, they probably loved life then. There was probably a billion little Batman running around.
I know.
I was a little older then. I was 23, so I gave up my trick-or-treating days.
My kids, my boys both were Batman different years for Halloween. Yeah. So we bought the costume and put it in the trunk and recycled it down. So that's the best thing, is handing it down to another kid, right? So here, you can wear this costume.
Do you still have it?
I don't think we do. I think we gave them away. I think we gave them to other kids. But, it had like the chest,
the fake chest,
the fake plate chest. And of course it had the ears and the cape, and they would even wear it to school. The school would have a Halloween party and they're very proud when they get to wear their costume to school every day.
See, I'm so old. My costumes were a rubber band plastic mask and this like tinfoil, I don't even know what it was made of, you know, plastic. It was horrible.
Well, my youngest,
but you still wore it.
My youngest, his birthday is October 30th. So we would always have a a party where the kids would come and dress up. And I think the one time we had it on Halloween and then they just went out trick or treating. So cake and go out for load up on candy. So,
Very cool.
Yeah.
So that is the, that's the undisputable top grossing films of the '80s.
Yeah.
Add up all that money there. That's a, that's a lot of money.
It's about the salary Tony and I make for this show. So no,
I'm you know, it's close. It's close. It's not there though, but it's close.
Yeah, it's good. That's, you know what? You take any one of those movies and, I'd be surprised if people don't have half of those movies in their collection still. So, but I guess, well, I mean, collection or, I mean, Netflix and Crave or wherever you get your movies,
Prime, you can find or whatever it may be. But that's what he's, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's nothing there that either you haven't heard of. And, and I'll even give Three Men and a Baby a little bit of a break where that's probably the least known.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I understand. I admit that. But other than that, those are just, those are timeless movies. I mean, if I say to you Casablanca, you know that movie, even if you haven't seen it, which I don't know if you have or not. But
I haven't. You know what? I haven't
seen it. Okay, see? Perfect example. But, you know the movie.
Yep.
Right? And you know who's in the movie.
I'm going to say I don't know, but if you told me, I'd be like, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to say Casablanca would be Bogart.
Yeah, see, you got it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
See, I mean, but you knew the movie.
Yeah,
you knew
exactly. Yeah.
You may not even know what it's about, but you knew the movie. And that's the same thing with these. Mm-hmm. I highly doubt that people don't know about these movies. So great list, man. It's a good,
List. It was good. It's, you know what? And I love talking about them. Ghostbusters, and I love talking about, Back to the Future. And
we could, there's an episode in each one of those.
That's right. The funny thing you mentioned when you mentioned, Three Men and a Baby, and you mentioned the scene with Tom Selleck reading the magazine, and he comes in. He goes, he says, "What are you, what are you doing?" He goes, "It doesn't matter what I'm reading; it's how I'm reading it. It's the sound of my voice." I thought it would might be fun if we try something new. You know, can we finish a scene or a line? So. Yeah. A new segment we kind of thought of and we thought it might be fun is can you complete these quotes or scenes? So we just thought it'd be kind of fun that we're going to start off with a scene and we've all done this. We've all, I got a friend that we do movie lines back and forth and we're laughing. We're just having a ball and sometimes it goes on for, a little bit. My friend will give me a quote and I'll give her the next line and then it just keeps going. Right. And,
well, that's what I was saying when we were talking about trying to do it, I thought it'd be fun, you know, and I figured doing just a line for certain movies might be too easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on the line, of course.
Sure.
If we might mix it up really
a line here or a scene there.
But if we're going to do like, we're going to start this one off with Rocky, make it a little bit easier for everybody and the Rocky saga. So whatever Rocky you're choosing,
just say for me. You're gonna say you're gonna do it easier for me. Go ahead and say who.
I didn't do it easier for you. No, I didn't. No, I I picked a pretty obscure scene for you.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that obscure. You're gonna know what the scene is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to go first?
But do I know the next? Do I know the next scene? That's the question, right? So.
Okay. So I'm gonna start off the line.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not gonna
tell you what Rocky's talking about. You want me to give you the scene or the line?
No, no. I'm just gonna start off. I'm gonna start off the scene.
Okay.
All I'm gonna tell you is that I am Paulie.
Okay.
Okay. So this should be pretty easy for you to pick up from there. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
This should be interesting.
You're wrong. Friendzo.
Friends don't know. They do because they want to do. Right.
So shut your freaking mouth. You've been keeping me down.
Down. See, you just a, hang on a sec here. He says,
come on.
You know, you're like a crazy brother to me. You really are. I ain't keeping you down. And you ain't a loser. You're just a jealous, lazy bum.
I'm going to break your mouth up. You were close, though. You missed the line, but you were close.
Yeah. I think I missed the line.
The only part he said there was, I'm going to tell you something. This is coming straight from the heart.
Yeah, it's coming straight from the heart. Yeah, I forgot that part. Yeah.
But see, we did it.
That's not bad. That's pretty fun.
I knew you would know.
And that's a great scene, right? That's a great scene. He busts him out of jail. And,
he's like, I'm going to break your mouth. He's like, have a job.
Yeah. Oh, you fix your face up, huh? What'd you do for Paulie? Nothing. You move Mickey in?
He throws the watch. Oh, I got a stinking X-Lax watch.
That was pretty good. I just one line, but not bad.
Not even. Not bad. You got everything.
So
that's awesome. Okay. That's awesome. See, that's the fun part of it.
All right. Well, let me try one with you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm nervous.
I am going to, I guess it's fair. I will say that, I'm going to be Rocky in this one.
Okay.
All right.
Oh boy. That's scary if you're right, because that's a secondary character I need to know.
Are you ready?
I think so. I'm ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Oh, this is a great fight.
This is a great fight?
Yeah. Great.
He says, great.
I'm getting punched just watching this.
Oh, okay.
All right.
This is a great fight. I'm just watching. He's like, look at that stallion. Mamma mia. What are you using for your face? Punching bag or something? I forget what he says exactly though. I know that's not the exact line.
Yeah, you're pretty close. Very close.
Oh man. He's using for your punching bag face. I don't remember now. I can see it. I know the scene.
Yeah. So he says Apollo.
I know more Rocky's line than I do Apollo's. Yeah.
So he says, you know, Stallion, it's crazy. People cheer when you're in that ring and cheer when you're bleeding. You step out of the ring, you're like, you're ancient history.
He's like, oh, I ain't in history, pal.
Come on, I ain't in history. He says, I don't see anybody ask for autographs.
Do you?
Just another great scene in Rocky IV when they're watching the rematch fight, right? So
They were watching the rematch, watching Rocky.
And then Rocky tries to break it to him that, like, you know, maybe the show is over. So
right.
But it's like
being on a game show. You sit at home watching the game show, you know all the answers.
Yeah.
And then you get on the game show and you kind of freeze up a little bit.
Fun. That's right.
Well, let's try another one. All right, we'll try one more. But this time I was gonna do Rocky, but I'll let you do the Rocky part this time. Now this is kind of a giveaway, and I know you're going to know this one. Okay. I know you got this one, but I'm going to be Adrian.
Okay.
I know the voice sounds like Adrian, but I'm going to try.
All right.
Okay. Can I ask you something? Why'd you come here?
Just don't want it no more.
Yes, I knew you'd know it. If it's over because you want it to be over, I'm glad.
How did everything that was so good get so bad? Right?
Tell me what's so bad. Tell me what.
I wrecked everything by not thinking for myself.
I mean,
why did Mickey could have told me. He didn't have to lie to me.
He had to carry me and make you think I was better than I really was when I wasn't.
Yeah. He never lied. He did. Those fights weren't real, Agent. They weren't. I was always just some angler holding on to the title longer than I should have.
There you go.
You know what? Another great scene. And that's where
when he yells, he's afraid.
Yeah. When he yells, I'm afraid. And she yells, I'm afraid too. She really stepped up there. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's another reason why I love the scene so much. It was really, I mean, she was so shy and demure, in the other films. And she definitely stepped into her own, even though she was always his strength.
Yeah.
And always his, you know, support system.
Yeah.
She never. Yeah, that was her. Mm-hmm. Just look, man, Rocky. Not look. Either way, make a choice.
Yeah,
either go fight him or sit down, but that's do something.
Like she said, you know, if we want it to be over, I'm glad. But you've never given up anything, and you know.
Remember, she yells at him. We got cars, we got money, we got everything but the truth.
What's the truth?
Damn it!
He just damn it! I'm afraid. So no, that's a great scene. All right, I'm gonna stick with Rocky III. I'm gonna stick with one of my absolute favorite scenes in the movie. And I'm going to give you the only hint I'm going to give you is I'm Paulie. Okay.
You're Paulie? Is that what you said?
I'm Paulie. Yep.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Oh boy. I'm nervous.
Okay. Shut up, you sterno bums. I'll squash you.
How do I reply to that? I'm the homeless guy down the street.
No, what's Polly's next line?
Squash you. Shut up, you sterno bums. I'll squash you. I'm trying to sleep up here. I'm trying to sleep up here, right?
Yeah. Who needs this?
Who needs this? I don't remember what he said after that.
So the scene in Rocky III, Polly's.
Yeah, I remember the scene.
Yeah, laying there with the newspaper and he yells down at the bums. And, he says the sterno bums, I squash you. And then he goes, scratches his head and he goes, who needs this sick place? I don't. And then he lays back down with the newspaper. So maybe that wasn't a fair scene because it was kind of a quick. So that was,
Well, it was him too. I thought you were going to be him. I thought that's why I said, am I supposed to be the homeless guy?
Yeah. No, that's right. So that might not have been.
Excuse me.
It's just for fun. Hey, I love it. So it's just a great,
That's awesome.
A great scene. So, all right. Well, then since we'll do one more quick one since that was kind of a not fair.
You got another one?
Oh yeah. I got another one and I know you know this and this is for fun. So I will be Polly. There is more lines for you.
Okay.
We go back and forth a bit. Okay. Good. You ready?
All right. I'm ready.
This is the easy one.
Yeah.
You rented this dumb location?
Yeah. Why?
What, you planning to go reindeer or something?
Planting reindeer or something. It's like, what about sparring?
Yeah.
Don't need sparring no more. He goes running off into the woods.
What if? I hope they got the comics here. So
he's going with the Rose Bowl. He's all thinking about Pauly.
Yeah, that scene in Rocky IV when they show up at the training facility and they're in the middle of nowhere. And no, you know what? Like I said, that's why we love the Rocky movies and that's why we love doing the scenes. And this is fun. We'll have to do something like that again and maybe we'll try a different movie.
Like you said, we could try finish the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could try finish the scene like we just did. Obviously, something with Rocky, I didn't think finish the line would be very fair.
Yeah.
But we know the line so well, just the quote. But with other films, Top Gun or whatever, Rain Man or something, if we just said a line, I think that would be a little more of a difficulty to finish the line.
Yeah.
For some. I mean, for others, it may not be. Maybe very easy.
No, it's good.
There's some films I could quote beginning to end. There's some films I know just major scenes. So, but it's fun. I think it's fun.
Okay.
You're not going to go out there and just say, I'm Batman.
No. But, hey, that's another great scene, right? So who hasn't used that line, though?
He improvised that line.
Yeah. He still uses it now. I seen him the other day. So he's still, that's still his stick. So, all right. Great stuff. How about some trivia?
Sure. We're on a little contest roll here.
All right. Hang on a sec here. Let's fire up the roller skates and get the quarters for the arcade and maybe some 5-pin bowling in there. So.
Like a disco ball spinning around.
Yeah, we'll fire it up here. We'll get Tony skating around here in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Then he could skate me to the ER. That's your favorite part right there, brother. Get the skates on.
I love it. I love it.
Get the skates on.
Zoom all right. On. All right. So go ahead.
And I'm going to
start us off.
Sure. Okay, I got a better selection now.
Okay.
We got some multiple choice. We got some true or false. We got straight up answers, okay?
Yeah.
First one's a true or false. The Batman movie, 1989.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The original team to play Batman and Joker. Mm-hmm. Batman was supposed to be Alec Baldwin, and Joker was going to be Tim Curry. True or false?
I think that's false.
Oh, that's true, my friend.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't think Tim Curry. Yeah. You had me on the Alec Baldwin, but I was like, Tim Curry.
I was saying, and it's funny you said that because when I read the article, I thought the same thing. I'm like, to be honest, I could see Alec Baldwin.
I figured Bruce Wayne. I should have said true because that's probably why you picked that question, but Tim Curry didn't seem right, but anyways, good.
I couldn't see him as Joker. I could see Alec Baldwin as Batman, but I couldn't see him as Joker.
Yeah.
Robin Williams was supposed to be Joker.
Right. Yeah. there's a lot of movies that if people would dig into them, they'd be surprised on the original choice, right?
Who it was supposed to be, yeah.
Back to the Future, they filmed almost half the movie.
Yeah,
with a different leading actor.
Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, and it just the chemistry wasn't there. And think about that. Think about that, 1985, the budget for a movie like that, and to start over, right?
So, yeah.
And
crazy.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Okay.
All right, you got a first one?
What have I got? Okay, so E.T. I'm going to ask you an E.T. question. How's that? So Gertie, which was Elliot's sister, played by Drew Barrymore.
Correct.
Gives E.T. a parting gift. Does she give him stickers, flowers, a Barbie doll, or a friendship bracelet? Excuse me. What does she give him when E.T.'s leaving?
Barbie doll, friendship bracelet. What was the other two?
Stickers and flowers.
I think it's a flower.
It is a flower.
Yeah, I think it's a flower. Right. I remember seeing it with a flower.
Yep. No, that's right. You got it.
Yeah.
There you go. Pop culture 101 right there.
All right. So the second one is a straight up question with an angle you have to give the answer to, but I have a feeling you got this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back to the Future. The scene we see Marty's playing the band in the gym.
Yep.
Trying to set up the band contest. What song is he playing?
The first time or the second time?
The first time.
He plays two songs. The first song.
I'm sorry. The first time when he was in the gym.
Okay.
The teacher's there like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So the first one is, I think it's Earth Angel.
Yeah, the very first time. Remember the first.
When he's auditioning. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. He was auditioning and the teacher. Okay. I'll give you a hint. The teacher is Huey Lewis.
Yeah. So he's playing a Huey Lewis in the News song.
Yep.
And it's,
it's pretty much the theme song.
It's a theme song for, God damn it. It's a theme song because he says it's, you're just too darn loud.
Sorry.
It's the theme song for the friggin' movie.
It's got a lot of power.
oh yeah.
Power of love, my friend.
Power of love. Isn't that wild? See, I know the song.
Power of love.
And I know, I love how they had Huey Lewis in the movie. Oh, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one. Okay. Good one. Yeah. I thought you meant when he was playing in 1955. So no,
that's
good.
No.
All right. So Rain Man. So Rain Man, Ray and, they're in the coffee shop and the waitress drops a box of matches. How many matches does Ray count?
242. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because there was eight left in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he goes, the box is 250, right?
Yeah, because everybody was staring down. He's like, 242.
Yeah. And he goes, because he's like, almost. And then she turns and goes, hey, there's eight left in the box. And
that's awesome.
Right to Vegas they go. So
could you imagine?
Yeah.
So. All righty. Number three is a multiple choice for you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Originally, who was supposed to play Indiana Jones?
Oh.
Michael Douglas, Tom Selleck, or Burt Reynolds?
Tom Selleck.
That is correct.
Yes. That's not a guess. I knew that.
Yeah.
And the reason I know that is because George Lucas and Spielberg together, they had a thing about actors reappearing in their movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he had already been in Star Wars and he didn't want Harrison Ford again. So Harrison Ford, and this is the third time Harrison Ford was in a movie that he wasn't supposed to be in, a blockbuster movie.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, Tom Selleck could have pulled it off, but that was the year he signed his Magnum contract.
Yeah.
And they weren't letting him out to
No, that's right. And they were like, he's supposed
to be. Worked out for everybody.
That's right.
Worked out for everybody.
Okay.
All right. What else you got?
All right. I love Rain Man, so I'm going to ask you another one.
Okay.
And it's such a good movie.
I love it too.
So Rain Man had a very specific routine, day, night, lights out, whatever he had to do. What snack item does Ray need to eat 12 of every night before he goes to bed?
the cheese doodles.
What I just threw it in because I figured you get it. It's such a good movie, right?
I thought you were going to ask me what TV show you had to watch every night.
No, well, we all knew that.
Judge Wapner.
I had to watch the people's court. Remember the scene where he's on the ladies? They're on the steps.
He's on the porch.
He says, in about 5 minutes, he's going to freaking lose his mind if he can't watch the people's court. Because can we just come in and watch? Could you imagine that happening now? Get the hell out of here. Who's going to let you in here watch the people's court? So,
God love the 80s. This one here is the three men and a baby question.
Okay.
And it's in Mr. Tom Selleck again. Mm-hmm. So Tom Selleck's character's name was Peter. Mm-hmm. In Three Men and a Baby, what did Peter, what was his career? What did he do for a living?
What was his career? I believe he was an architect.
Nice.
Yeah, like I said.
Remember when he was changing the diaper?
Scene with all the drawings. Yeah, he's on the drawing.
I'm a damn architect. I build cities.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he holds up the baby. And the diaper falls right off, right? So
it pees on.
And then he's like, I think it's backwards. I don't think it matters. And the baby powder everywhere.
Yeah, you nailed it, man. Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Batman.
Okay.
There's a scene where Batman rescues Vicki Vale.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hanging. And mm-hmm. he says, see that thing on my belt?
Mm.
She says, yeah. He says, grab it. He says, how much do you weigh? How much does she say she weighs?
Oh, it's just a straight up question.
Straight up question.
I'm going to guess 112.
Very close. She says 108.
Okay.
Because when he comes back up later.
Yeah, because she stopped.
Because she takes it off. She goes, he goes down, fights the bad guys, come back up. The first thing he says to her is, I think you weigh a little more than 108. So she just looks at him, gives him a stare like, that's not a question you talk about with the women.
I know, right?
I just remember that. Maybe I should give you
multiple choice. That was a good question. All right, my last question for you. Multiple choice.
Mm. Hey, just like high school, this is how I did it.
Multiple choice. What's the original title of Ghostbusters?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Who Are You Gonna Call? Slimer's Revenge? Or Ghost Smashers?
I'm going to say it was Slimer's Revenge.
Ooh, no. Ghost Smashers.
Ghost Smashers. See, Ghost Smashers.
You know what's funny? I made one or two up.
Did you? You know what? We have a radio station, and the one DJ will do a question every week, and every morning for contests and – and one is a fact, and one he completely makes up. So you've got to decide. So that was good. So I just figured Ghost Smasher sounds really.
I thought so too. I was like, I can't even believe it was really considered.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. Yeah. What a fun show. Like, I mean, just different scenes, and I like doing and talking about those movies, and that's a list, right? So.
Oh God, yeah. And those that are watching, let us know what you thought about the finish the scene, finish the line.
Yeah.
Should we continue doing it? Should we do, mix up movies? We're probably gonna stick to Rocky for a little while. Since we know that film the best.
But you can have fun with it, right? So you can have fun with the Rocky and look how much fun we have with it tonight, just doing
this. I know. But let us know if you like it, if you think we should continue with it. Trivia seems to be popular with everybody, so we could stick with that for a little while. We're thinking of other types of segments to add in there to add some fun to it.
Yeah,
just to see. But hopefully you enjoyed it. Leave us
not only that. Not only that. It's we're into September now, so we got Halloween coming up.
We got a big Halloween schedule coming up. We talked about that. We sent over the. Mm-hmm. The lineup there. We got four Wednesdays in October.
Mm-hmm. There's some pretty damn good, good Halloween movies.
Yeah, we have some good things lined up for that. So
I don't know about Mrs. Stallion, but Tina, we would watch a movie and she'd have the blanket, up here like this, holding it, and she'd be like, "Is it over?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I knew as soon as she put it down, that's when somebody got their head cut off or this
right.
Thing. You know, she said you, and then off she
you goes. You timed it perfect. You
know. Yeah. So
well, I like, we do. My daughter is born on October 20th, the younger one, October 25th. Mm-hmm. And she is a Halloween freak. She loves it. Mm-hmm. Decorates a room, decorates the house. But, what we do is October 1st to 31st. We watch a horror movie every night.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to. Some nights we have to skip for some soccer practice or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. It's fun. We like mm-hmm. it. So yeah, October is going to be four Wednesdays of screams and ghouls and goblins and all that other fun stuff. But this was good. This was good. Let us know what you think of the new segment. Stick with it. Run with it for a little while. Maybe let us know. If you don't follow us by now, hopefully you start. Follow us. Leave in the comments below what you thought of us.
Yeah.
As you know, we could be heard or seen on a couple of different outlets out there.
Yeah, that's right. We're on the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network. We're on with some fantastic podcasts. I was just listening to Ryan the other day on another one of the podcasts, and they got one more round. They got 6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger. Like, they got some good – yeah, Long Road. Tony and I were on Long Road. Look for that episode.
Yeah.
We did the final episode of the final episode on season one of Long Road, and we ended up First Blood.
First Blood. Fun. Yeah.
We kind of depict the ending and gave our thoughts. So
yeah.
You know, check out our YouTube channel, check out our Instagram page, drop us a comment. Tony, this was fun.
It was a good episode. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. See you next week.
All right, guys. See you down the road.
Take care.